This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Rob.
大家好，我是冯菲菲，欢迎收听地道英语节目。
So, Fei Fei, what are you doing this weekend?
I thought I'd do some sightseeing in London. 虽然住在伦敦，但度假总是去别处。所以这个周末打算去逛逛没去过的伦敦景点。
Good idea. You mean the Tower of London, St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey?
Yes, and especially Big Ben, 大笨钟。I've always wanted to stand underneath and hear the clock strike 12.
Do you know what? I might do the same thing. When you're there, give us a bell and I'll come and meet you.
Give us a bell? There's no way I can give you a bell.Do you know how heavy it is?
I don't want a bell from the clock tower. I just mean give me a call on your phone. Give us a bell.
Why didn't you just say that? 其实在英语口语里表达 give us a bell 的意思就是给我打个电话。这个说法源于带铃铛的电话时代。那时候的电话上都带有一个 bell, 铃铛。电话一响铃就响。所以在 give us a bell 这个说法中 bell 就代表了 call.
You've got it. So, will you give us a bell?
Let me think about that while we hear some more examples.
When you get there, give us a bell and tell us what it's like.
Just give us a bell and I'll tell you how to get there.
After our blind date, he told me to give him a bell, but every time I call him, his phone diverts to voicemail.
Give somebody a bell 的意思就是给某人打电话。但是在英式英语中，人们为什么说 give us a bell 而不是 give me a bell?
In informal English, we tend to say us, even when there's just one of us, just me. But of course, us can also mean more than one person.
在日常生活对话中，英国人有时候会用 us 来表示 me。当然，根据说话的具体情况 ，us 也可以代表我们。But this weekend, you want me to call you because you'll be on your own and you've got nothing else to do. So you want to spend the day sightseeing with me?
Yes, just give us a bell and I'll be there.
Well, sorry, I can't. I haven't got your number.
Well, I could give you a bell. What's your number again?
Ah, saved by the bell. Sorry, gotta go. Maybe next time. See ya.
Oh, bye.
Authentic Real English
from bbclearningenglish.com.